Gajendra, Sri Gajendra's prayers continuing, explaining the nature of the supreme transcendence, who simply by his energies creates this material manifestation and at the same time remains completely aloof from the creation. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Rajavidya, Rajaguya chapter, Krishna is explaining his Jogam Aishwaryam, his mystic opulence, Maya Titamidam Sarvam Jagat Avyaktamurtina Machtani Sarvabhutani, that everything is situated in me. Machtani Sarvabhutani, everything is situated in me. Na Chaham Teshu Aboshtitaha, however, I am not in this creation. I'm completely separate from the creation. Na Chamam Tanikarma Nibadnanti Dananjaya, I am not in any way affected by this creation. Udashina varasinam ashaktam teshu karmishu, completely detached. So this is the immense, Krishna himself says, pasham me jogam aishwaryam. He says, hey, behold, he says to Arjuna, behold, just consider my yogam aishwaryam, means my mystic opulence or my immense power. That is that he is that matstani sarvabhutani, that everything is situated in him. In other words, he is aware of everything. He is sustaining everything. You can say he is controlling everything. You can say he is the ultimate, microcontroller. There is no comparison. He is completely aware of every minute particle of the creation because it's expansion of his energy. So he is completely controlling everything, and that's a lot of work, right? This creation, sometimes it manifests, sometimes it unmanifests, and we're here in this prithibi, this earth, and it 30 million people in Mumbai. You can't even get that into your head. I was born in Australia. There's only 20 million people in the whole of the country. 30 million people in Mumbai. There's so many people. This is so vast, this city. I think it never ends. It just never ends. You can never get to the end. And this is just one city. And then all of India, then all of the planet. And then all of the universe. You look at the sky at night. There's innumerable planets. You cannot count. The potency to create these. And this is just one universe. Yashaika Nishishita Kala Mata Valambi Jivanti Lome Vilaja Jagannandanata. And these universes are emanating just from his breathing in one breath. So much power. There's so much immense creation. And yet, we have to understand how powerful he is, that even after doing so much extensive work, he is so powerful that has no effect on him. That means if you can conceive of a big man, maybe he makes a few small decisions, okay, arranges his desk a little bit. It's such an insignificant thing. It doesn't have any real effect on him because he's so big. So that we can just understand that creating all of this material creation, it has no effect on him. That's how vast he is. It's an insignificant thing. Nibadnanti Dananjaya. I'm not affected. Tasya, and in the fourth chapter he explains to Arjuna, Tasya kartanam apimam, you should certainly know that I am the creator, Tasya kartanam, I am the doer, vidi akartaram avyayam, however simultaneously I am the non-doer, avyayam, being completely unaffected by everything that I do. This is immeasurable potency. Anything, any little thing we do affects us. It changes us. It changes the environment and the way we deal with it. And we're affected. He's so vast that it is such a minute, this creation is such a minute aspect of his omnipotence. In the Brahma Samhita is explained, Shriti, the creation, the maintenance, pralaya, the destruction. Shrishti, stiti, pralaya, sarana, shakti, eka, chayeva, yasha, bhuvanarni, vibhardi, durga. I conduct it under the supervision of my expansion, shakti, Durga Devi, and she is just like my shadow. Just like my shadow. This is an analogy, a metaphor that Brahmaji gives to explain the nature of his controlling potency. So actually, the shadow is expansion of our energy. But do we come home in the evening and we sit down in the chair and we're exhausted? Oh, I'm so exhausted. I've been casting a shadow all day. We cast a shadow, and it doesn't really exhaust us in any way. It's just a byproduct of our existence. We don't have to care about, we don't have to observe, we don't have to take, we don't have to put any energy into casting our shadow. It just happens without any consideration. So that's what the material world is like for the Parameshwara. It just happens. It just happens by virtue of his potency. Chayeva Yasha, just like his shadow. And as we're explaining here, that the shadow, it resembles the reality. It resembles the reality. Just like you cast a shadow. It looks a little bit like you. And because of that, because of Krishna Buli Sheijiva Anadir Bahiramuka Ata Eva Maya Tare Deva Shongsha Duko. Because of forgetting our direct relationship with Krishna, we've become attached to the shadow. We're accepting the shadow as reality. And in this way, we become completely forgetful of the actual identity of the soul and the purpose of life. In complete maya pravabito, complete ignorance. And we're thinking that this is real. My work, my body, my life, my house. And the question now is that, well, what's the whole point of this? He creates this mystical, illusory representation of reality. He creates it just by his shadow, by his expansion of energy. So why does he do that? And thus bewilder all of the conditioned souls, so that we become completely absorbed in the material energy and we forget our relationship with him. We could argue that if the material world wasn't so enchanting, then we wouldn't become bewildered by it. if it wasn't so mystically appearing real, we wouldn't be so bewildered by it. So why does he make it like that, so that it's so bewildering? Mama Maya Durat Yaya. Why does he make it so difficult, so we conceive it to be real? Well, actually, the reason is, this is his mercy upon us. The mercy upon us. Because, as we quoted, when Sanatan Goswami asked Mahaprabhu, Kene amare jarito putrai? Why I have to suffer in this world? And Mahaprabhu answers, you wanted it. Krishna bully. You've given up, you've turned your back, you've forgotten your relationship with Krishna for whatever reason, which we won't go into now. But the fact is that we've abandoned our direct relationship with Krishna. Krishna bully sei jiva anadir bahirmukho. And we want to forget Krishna. And we want to come here to try to imitate his enjoying nature. And if we remember him all the time, then we can't really enjoy. We can't really enjoy. So this is the predicament of the sadhaka in devotional service. Your material enjoyment is spoiled. You cannot enjoy anymore like you used to in full ignorance, because you cannot forget Krishna. But for those, he creates this spell, illusory material energy. Mama Maya Dudatyaya. Mama Evi is very, which is very difficult to see through, so that we can actually experience illusory enjoyment. And in that way, fulfill our desire. He fulfills our desire. Therefore, in the 15th chapter of Gita, Krishna explains that, Mata Smriti Jnanam Apohanam. From me comes knowledge, from me comes remembrance, and from me comes forgetfulness. So he actually, through the tamagun, He actually allows us to forget our eternal nature so that we can be completely convinced I am this body and sense gratification is the purpose of life. An analogy in this connection Prabhupada gives is that when he was young in the school, perhaps it was Motilal Free School, he was performing a drama. He and the other students, one of the teachers, was directing a drama on a Gaur Leela. And Srila Prabhupada was playing the part of Advaita Acharya. And Prabhupada explains that we rehearsed for that drama for more than a year. And everybody completely memorized the lines and memorized all of the interaction. Sisi Radha Rasa Bihari Lilita Bishaka Ghi. Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ghi. Sisi Nitai Gaur Chandra Ghi. Everything was completely rehearsed. Everybody knew their parts. And Prabhupada said that we performed the drama so perfectly that all of the people were crying, thinking that this is the eternal associates of Mahaprabhu who are manifest here. There was another incident. You know, Mahaprabhu used to enjoy doing drama. And at the house of Chandrasekhar, one time Mahaprabhu was doing the drama and he was acting as Lakshmi Devi. Mahaprabhu was and he was acting as Lakshmi Devi. And sitting in the audience were Vishnu Priya and Sachi Mata. And as they were observing the drama, Vishnu Priya, she looked at Sachi Mata and she said, "Ma, Dekhen, that Lakshmi Devi, is that your son who's playing Lakshmi Devi?" In other words, that Mahaprabhu's drama and his acting of Lakshmi Devi was so perfect that even his own wife couldn't recognize that it was her husband who was playing that character. Would you like to see Mahaprabhu in the drama in the house of Chandrasekhar? Would you like to see that drama sometime? Keep chanting Hare Krishna and it can become revealed to us. So Prabhupada comments about the drama. He says that to be the best actor, to be a very convincing actor, you have to forget your actual identity and become completely accept the identity of the role you are playing. You become that person. And he uses the word, you have to forget your actual identity to properly play the role. And he uses his analogy to explain that in order to enjoy material life, the living entity has to forget their spiritual identity. Otherwise, you can't enjoy. So we want to enjoy, so Krishna, he provides the apohanam shakti and with the maya shakti. And we completely forget. We could say, oh, that's a bit cruel. He just casts us. Maya jale baddha hoye achomiche kajola loye. Maya jale baddha hoye. He casts us into the ocean of bhavasagor. And we drown there. That's a bit cruel. We get overwhelmed. The jiva is so small. The mama maya duratyaya is so powerful. Everyone's finished. Everyone is completely convinced. I am this body. I am a man. I am a father. Ami Bharatiya, I am an Indian. How many Indians here? Raise hands. We're not that foolish. But others, they're thinking, yes, I am this body. They're completely convinced of that. So it's a little, why does he do that? Well, that's not all he does. Because he also enters, he also appears in this material world. He also comes here within the illusory creation, his own creation. He appears within it in his original form. This is different from his presence as the external, as the energy. He's present everywhere. Maya tatamidam sava. Machtani sarva bhutani. Maya tatamidam jagat avyakta murtina. In my unmanifest form, I'm everywhere. I'm everything. But separate to that, he personally appears on occasion. sambhavami atmamayaya, by my own internal potency. What for what purpose? Tomare loite ami hoinu abata ada ami bino bandu aroke ache tomara. Tomare loite ami hoinu abata. I have appeared here, tomar loite, to deliver you. Ami hoinu aba. Tomar bina, amar bina, ke ache, amar bina, bondu ke ache tomar. You have no other friend apart from me. So he is not, it's not that he has just forgotten us and subjected us and thrown us and created this insurmountable material energy. He is our only friend because he comes here to reclaim us. And he actually, even we're not interested in being reclaimed. But Mahaprabhu's avatar is to reclaim us anyway. Jeev jago, jeev jago. Jago means get up, wake up. Jago. Gaura Chandra bole, pota nidra jayo maya, pisha cheda khole. Kota nidra, for how long you will remain? Kota nidra jayo, you've gone, you've accepted. Maya pisha cheda, the witch of Maya. But we're not thinking she's a witch. We're thinking she's our best friend. And we're investing all of our consciousness, all of our affection, all of our energy, all of our service propensity, we're offering at her lotus feet. And Mahaprabhu has come to shock us, actually, to awaken us. Maya Pishachida, she's a witch, and you're resting in her lap. So we can consider how many of us actually were, perhaps many exalted souls here, and you've all taken birth in the Bharat Bhumi, Punya Bhumi. Perhaps you are actually looking for spiritual life before coming into Krishna consciousness. Personally, I wasn't looking. I wasn't interested at all. But it was only the effort of the representatives of Srila Prabhupada that actually they induced an interest in spiritual life in me by their preaching. I can tell you that story in detail sometime, but it's coming to mind. We were a student in the college and the devotees were coming and distributing the prasadam. And for some reason I was taking, because it was cheap, taking the prasadam. As we were taking the prasadam, the devotee, one devotee was sitting beside me every week. He would sit. And the whole time I was taking prasadam, he was just in my ear, just constantly preaching. And I couldn't really go away because I was taking prasadam. And eventually it penetrated his prachar, his words, Guru Mukha Padma Bhakya, Chitete Kuriya, enter. Represented, he's repeating the words of the spiritual master. It entered, it pierced the dull brain and pierced the heart. And he said that even if you become successful in the material world, he said, still you get diseased, you grow old, and then you lose everything and then it's gone. So what's the use of that? He said that it spoiled everything in my life. It spoiled all of my efforts because he opened my eyes. So this is the nature of Mahaprabhu's followers, like Mahaprabhu himself. He's interested. He's wandering around. He's wandering around. Fiche neche gornita radha krishna bol 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 ore shabai. Mahaprabhu was with Nityananda Prabhu. One time they were planning on visiting Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. The purpose of the visit, that's another story, but Advaita Acharya, he was frustrated that Mahaprabhu was offering him so much respect. And so he started to preach jnana from the Jog Vasishta. And he took Haridas Thakur with him to Shantipur, and he began giving the lectures on the Jog Vasishta philosophy, explaining that jnana is superior to bhakti. And Haridas Thakur, who was there, was simply laughing the whole time during the lectures. So hearing these rumors, Mahaprabhu, we hear these rumors that Advaita Acharya is propagating the monistic philosophy. He and Nityananda Prabhu, they decided to go to Shantipur and see what was going on. And so anyway, on the way, halfway between Shantipur and Mayapur, there's a place called Lalitpur on the bank of the Ganga. And as Nitai and Gaurasundara were wandering along, they saw this cottage on the bank of the Ganga. And Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Nityananda Prabhu, "Oh, who is the owner, who is the resident in this cottage?" And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Oh, I think this is the residence of a sannyasi." And Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that actually that the sannyasi was, he describes that Daru sannyasi, which means he has a family, wife, everything, and he wears the saffron cloth. Sometimes, perhaps also in Maharashtra you can see, but in Bengal you can see on the train the Lal Kapoor, and they'll come with a wife and collecting a Dhari sannyasi. So Nityananda Prabhu said, a sannyasi. And Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, if we're fortunate, perhaps we can see him." And then that sannyasi appeared. And Nitai and Gaur, they offered respects. And then that sannyasi, he saw the beautiful, the incomparably beautiful form of Navadip Chandra with his beautiful dhoti and his beautiful features and his beautiful white Brahman thread. And that sannyasi offered a benediction. He said, "May you become wealthy. May you have a nice family. May you become famous. And may you vidya lab and su bibaho, marry a beautiful wife." He gave a benediction. And then Navadip Chandra, he said, "Goshai, what kind of benediction is this?" He questioned the validity of this benediction. And he said, "These things are not actually what you should benedict someone. You should benedict someone with Krishna Kripa." And that sannyasi, he became a little shocked and he said, yes, as we have heard, it is in common parlance, and today I see it is true, that when you try and do good for somebody, then they beat you with sticks. And Mahaprabhu began to explain that he said, "Goshai, look, if the purpose of life is to get dan and bhangsha and vidya lab and subivaho, then why is it that at the time of death all of these things are forcibly taken away from us? The actual purpose of human life is to attain the eternal achievements of Krishna consciousness." And then that sannyasi, he's thinking, "Oh, what's happened to this young Brahmin boy? Perhaps he's become crazy as the result of some mantra." Actually, Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Ishwarapuri after taking initiation, "Kiba mantra dilo goshai, kiba tarbol. What mantra have you given me, Swami Guru Maharaj? Kiba tarbol, what is its power? Jopadi jopadi mantra, karele pagol." In chanting this mantra, I've become crazy. And I cannot get Krishna out of my mind. So actually Mahaprabhu, he perhaps we could just, although at that time he hadn't, he'd already inaugurated Sankirtan, he'd already began taking initiation. Or the sannyasi thought perhaps he's become influenced by this elder sannyasi who's indoctrinating him. And then he said that, "Just see that here I," and Mahaprabhu said, "you should understand what is good and bad and give benedictions accordingly." And the sannyasi replied that "I have traveled all over India. I've been to Ayodhya, I've been to Kashi, I've been to Gaya, I've been to Bidyanagar, I've been to Sri Lanka. And now this young bacha, who's still suckling his mother's breast, is instructing me in the difference between good and bad." And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Actually, we appreciate your glories. Yes, you are very experienced and very well traveled and a very respectable gentleman." And in this way, the sannyasi became somewhat appeased by Nityananda Prabhu's glorification. And he said, "Don't mind the statements of this young lad. He's not very experienced. He's a little fanatic. Don't mind him." So then the sannyasi said, "Look, Rishi Putra, You come and you take some lunch in my ashram. And Nityananda Prabhu said, no, we have to go, we're on our way, Shantipur, we will carry on. If you like, you can pack something for us and we will take it later in the journey. And he said, no. You have a long journey, you're only halfway there. Here is Ganga Devi. You take bath in Ganga here. You can change, you can everything in my ashram. You can comfortably relax. And then some fruits, some milk, we will arrange. You can take some refreshment and then be on your way. So Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, they looked at each other and they thought, well, okay. Nice Ganga snan, refreshing, everything fresh, tilak, we'll take bath and then take some fruits. Okay. And so they entered into the house of that sannyasi and he had arranged, they went and took bath in the Ganga, came back fresh, and he had arranged in that time jackfruit, not quite jackfruit season yet, maybe in 6 weeks, jackfruit season. And you get here in Mumbai, you get everything, Prabhu. Sometimes we travel in the remote villages in Bangladesh, and in the summer season, you go to the village and many kartal, jackfruit tree, the whole village, the aroma of jackfruit. You've experienced that in the village? Intoxicating. The whole village completely inundated with the aroma of jackfruit. Mayapur also in the Am season. So at prasadam time, the brahmacharis in the mango season, after a few weeks, the buckets and buckets of mangoes, they're feeding the brahmacharis there. Buckets and buckets, as many as you want. So they had arranged, he had arranged nice fresh mangoes and jackfruit, fragrant and ripe, and milk, nice fresh milk from the cow. And they offered that, Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, they offered those fruits and milk to Krishna. And they sat there in the house of that sannyasi and they honored the prasadam and chatted and enjoyed. And then that sannyasi, he said to Nityananda, but we said, oh, he said, when will I ever get guests like you again in my home? He said, Rishiputra, would you like to take some ananda beverage? And Nityananda's saying, oh, we have to go now, quickly, we're leaving now. And he says, no. He said, will I bring some ananda anibo? Ananda anibo? Will I bring some ananda? Would you like to drink some happiness? And he's asking again and again. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he looks at Nityananda Prabhu and he says, what is this ananda beverage he's inviting us to drink? What is this ananda beverage? And of course, Nityananda Prabhu, who had also traveled vastly all over India, he was very experienced. He knew that this type of Shakta Sannyasi is a drinker of wine. And he said that, I think he means wine. And hearing this immediately they jumped up. They looked at each other in complete aghast. They jumped up, washed their hands, and they ran out of the house of that sannyasi, dived into the Ganga with their clothes on. And laughing and swimming, they floated all the way down to Shantipur. So this is a very instructive, actually Vrindavan Das Thakur, he goes elaborately into this incident explaining, this is the nature of the Padit Pabon. That he is looking for any way, however, to deliver us. Anyway, even the wine-drinking, sense-enjoyer sannyasi gets tricked into devotional service. Because he's Patit Pavan, he comes to deliver the Param Karuna. In fact, everybody is eligible. There Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, the materialists, the sense enjoyers, they are eligible. They will get the mercy. Only those who are the Mayavadi impersonalists, Mayavadi Krishna Apparati, they're the only ones that is difficult. But for the sense enjoyers, Mahaprabhu, he will deliver you. He will make us Krishna conscious. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining the daily activity of Mahaprabhu, which expresses his feelings. Udilo aruna purava bhage dvijamani gaura amani jage. In the morning he wakes up as the sun, the reddish sun is on the eastern horizon. Bhakata samohaloya shate gelo nagara braje. He takes, gathers the devotees with him, and immediately he goes out. Gelo nagara braje, into the towns and the villages. Tatai tatai bhajaloko ghana ghana tahe jajeroro. The mridangas are tapping and the kartals are ringing. Preme dhala dhala shonara anga chorane nupur bhaje. And the silver nupur on the ankles of Mahaprabhu are chiming as his preme dhala dhala, his body is trembling in the love as he's hearing the kirtan. Mukunda Madhava Yadava Hari Bolena Bolore Badana Bhori. He's calling out to the people, you should chant Bolore. You chant Vadana Bhori with a joy and loud singing. Michin Nidha Boshe Gelore Rate. All night, then the night has gone. Michin Nidha Boshe, in illusion. Gelore Rate Divasha Sharira Shaje. And you're wasting the whole day just maintaining your body and you're neglecting the real opportunity that you have. But Mahaprabhu's style of preaching is so attractive. Who cannot be enchanted by the beautiful golden form with his raised arms and beautiful lotus-like eyes as the nupurs are chiming as he's wandering through the villages? Mukunda Madhava Yadava. We want to join the kirtan party. We become attracted because he is such a divine personality, so full of mercy. And he's instructing, Emona dulaba manava deho, paya ki koro bhavana keho. Emon dulab manav deho paya. You've received this rare human life, which is, if you utilize it properly, you can revive your Krishna consciousness. Paya ki koro bhavana keho. But having received it, ki koro, what are you doing? Bhava na keho. You're not considering anything. Bhava na keho means that you're completely busy with the next meal. And the next type of sense gratification. You're not cultivating the bhav. And he gives us the process, which is very easy to cultivate the bhav. It comes automatically. When he inquired from Ishwarpuri, Kiba mantra dilo goshai, kiba tarbo. What mantra have you given me? What is its power? And Ishwarpuri replied, Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, Jaita Shabhav, Jai Jape, Tare Krishna, Upajaye Bhav. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Jaita Shabhav, the very constitutional form, what it is, Jaita Swabhav, what the Hare Krishna Mantra is, Jai Jape, whoever, Jai Jape, whoever chants it, Jai Jape, Tare Krishna, unto Krishna, Upajaye Bhav, will awaken the feelings of attachment. So this is such a sweet medicine. Enechi Oshodi Maya Nashi Bhadolagi. We're hearing about this all-encompassing, all-bewildering illusory potency which is just cast by his shadow. And it's very difficult. We're condemned. Life after life in his illusory predicament. But he comes. Enechi, I have come. Enechi, Oshodi Maya, Nashi Bhadolagi. And I've bought the medicine which can cure you from the illusion. Maya Nashi Bhadolage. The Oshod, which lage, which its purpose, its function is Maya Nashi Bhado. It will destroy the illusion. Harinama maha mantra lao tumi magi. I'm begging. And in his sweet dancing and in his sweet kirtan leader, lao tumi magi. I'm begging that you take this Harinam. Krishna nam shuddha koriya pran, judaya bhoka dibinoda pran, nam bina kichu nahiko adocho oda bhubanama che. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, there is nothing else but the holy name in the 14 worlds. Judayapan, drink this holy name. Absorb your mind in the holy name. Become a preacher of the holy name. And in that way, we have a chance of delivering ourselves and delivering others. In fact, Mahaprabhu's desire is that everyone is delivered. He creates the spell, but he comes here to deliver everybody. Kali Juge, Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, Nam Hoite Hoy Sarva Jagata Nishtar. The entire universe. There is no inadequacy, there is no shortage. The entire universe can be delivered by the name. So take the name and distribute the name. Want to touch Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Any question on today's prayer of Gajendra?